Blog Talk Radio.
Go crazy. Hold up. Wait. Stop. Stop. Go crazy. Hold up. Hold up. Wait. Stop. Now go crazy. Hell back.
Hell back.
Not no more.
Not no more.
Came back.
Came back.
Settle score.
Settle score.
Me be you.
Me be you.
101.
101.
Ain't no stopping.
Ain't no stopping.
What's begun?
What's begun?
Foundation. Hard work. Determination. Demonstrated. Brick laid. Long nights. Overstayed. Never played. Insane. Don't justify. I just want to make the song cry. Let it speak. Loud and clear. No pain. No fear. Ambition. Sound vision. Cooked in the lab. My words missing. Vocal tracks on overload. Just how I seen it unfold. Not twisted. Not tangled. I'll leave your tooth mangled. Unrecognizable. Bird box. No blindfold. Bust back. Doom, doom, doom. Solid, not see-through. You have no idea of what I just might do. Capsize your boat. Burn down your hotel. Give all I got. Send you to hell. Hold up.
Hold up.
Hold up. Wait. Stop. Now go crazy. Hold up.
Hold up.
Wait. Stop. Now go crazy. Hold up.
Hold up.
Wait. Stop. Now go crazy.
Hold up.
Hold up.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR-DB, or its affiliates.
You're listening to On the Road with Big Ol' Me's radio show, baby. Yeah. The great communicator, yeah. And Bosco with Electro Spit, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we back, man. Yeah, I'm talking about it's another week on the road with Big Ol' Meezy. I'm your host, Big Ol' Meezy, man. It's April 30th. You feel me? It's 6:02. Sharp on the dial, you know, talking about long weekend, long week ahead, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody who was a part of this weekend, man. We had a big show. I was out with 40 Water, did a couple of shows, Monterey, and surprisingly, Oroville was turned up. They got a nice casino out there, you know what I'm saying? It was a sold-out show. It was packed, man. It was turned. Man, it was going down. Shout out to homie Chris, man, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the folks that pulled up, you know what I'm saying, and did the damn thing. I want to dedicate today's show to the late, great John Singleton, dead at 41. He passed away yesterday, complications from a stroke. I actually have something for us, for you guys. Not a tribute, but just, you know, MSNBC, they did something where they talked about the life of John Singleton and talked about how basically, you know, he was instrumental in a lot of people that we look up to, Ice Cubes of the world, just so many black actors, you know what I'm saying, that took part in his movies and so many movies. So let's go into that right now. RIP John Singleton. Shout out MSNBC for this.
It was one of those rare films that both reflected and defined the times.
Either they don't know, don't show, I don't care about what's going on in the hood.
1991's Boys in the Hood, about three teenagers growing up during the drug and gang violence in South Central L.A.
We got a problem here?
The movie, a critical and commercial hit, given a 20-minute standing ovation at the Cannes Film Festival. Its director, John Singleton, who at 24 became the youngest and the first African-American to be Oscar-nominated for Best Director and Best Original Screenplay.
You have to think, young brother, about your future.
I think that I came along at the right time and moment in history.
Singleton died Monday at 51. His family taking him off life support after suffering a stroke earlier this month. This morning, tributes pouring in for the groundbreaking director, producer, and screenwriter. Actor Samuel Jackson tweeting overnight, he blazed the trail for many young filmmakers. Rest in peace, brother. Gone way too soon. Janet Jackson posting, you gave me my first movie role, my first Oscar nomination, and so much more. I will miss you, John.
Listen to me closely. I'll tell you what I know.
That role in 1993's Poetic Justice, a film that also helped introduce a young Tupac Shakur to a mainstream audience.
What's your name?
Lucky.
Lucky.
In all, Singleton directed more than 10 films, from groundbreaking films like Higher Learning to blockbusters like the 2000 remake of Shaft and Too Fast, Too Furious. Singleton talking about his career here on Today, back in 1993.
My goals are just to make films that, you know, have a lot of heart and that ordinary common people can identify with.
More recently, Singleton focused on television, directing episodes of shows including Empire.
I really don't know what purpose is there.
And Billions.
Do you have something to tell me?
He co-created the FX series Snowfall, a look at the crack cocaine epidemic of the 1980s in Los Angeles.
They gotta learn. See how America works.
His family releasing a statement on Monday honoring the director, saying in part, John passed away peacefully, surrounded by his family and friends. We again want to thank all of John's fans, friends, and colleagues for all the love and support.
And there you have it. There you have it. R.I.P. Mr. John Singleton, director John Singleton, dead at 51. Later on the show, we got the homeboy Cujo Goody from Goody Mob. I don't know if y'all up, you know what I'm saying? Like I said all the time, unless you've been up under a rock for so many years, man, these cats done had so many hits. A legendary group from the South, from the ATL, songs like Soul Food, you know what I'm saying? They Don't Dance No More, Sky High, you know what I'm saying? He'll be on later on in the show. It's On the Road with Big Ol' Meezy. I'm your host, Big Ol' Meezy, man. We got Cujo Goody later on in the show, man. Stay tuned.
What's happening, y'all? This is E40, and you're listening to On the Road with Big Ol' Meezy. Learn about it.
Yeah, I know that I'm winning, I'm winning, I'm winning, I'm winning. Yeah, yeah. I know that I'm winning, I'm winning, I'm winning, I'm winning. Yeah, I'm rare. 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 I'm rare.
Like a $2 bill. Like a $2 bill. Like a $2 bill. Like a $2 bill.
I'm rare. 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 I'm rare.
Spit cold, need Mucinex. Diamond chain around my neck with the crucifix. Got a family now, so I had to pipe down. For young, up my timeline. I wear my shades at night like Corey Hart. Stop trapping in the plug, say I broke his heart. On the seafood diet, on full pork. Boy, I'm a safe driver, got a lot of torque. Trap check, check, one, two. She wanna split, dip, undo. Shining, I'm in the sunroom. Life a bitch, so you better use a condom. I'm rare like a that's loyal. I'm real like a girl with me that ain't spoiled. I'm rare, like Mr. Clean with hair. Yeah,
I'm rare.
Like a $2 bill. Like a $2 bill. Like a $2 bill. Like a $2 bill.
I'm rare. 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 I'm rare.
I'm rare. I promise, I swear, I'm high mid-air. Don't vomit up here like the 13th floor. And I'ma take the stairs like with 2 Chainz. Wear shit from Rio de Janeiro. I'm rare. Commercial future share like a cop that's fair, like a triple double dare. I'm rare, really rare. You scared, you really scared. I'm where I'm here and there. You stare, you disappear. Oh, yeah, that's really rare. That flare, them semi tear, that trigger soft on the hair. Silence is hearing impaired. That's rare, shoot up a fair. That's rare. My goons don't care. They bears might get the chair. Who cares? They say they prayers. Oh, yeah, the claps drop. I'm rare. Sasquatch, compare. Trap house, codeine, mascot. I chill. Where's hot Brazil? Backdrop, I'm real hot. Nah,
I'm rare.
Like a $2 bill.
Mula.
Like a $2 bill.
Hola.
Like a $2 bill.
Rare.
Like a $2 bill.
I'm rare.
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 Real like 12.
trail figures. Real like Wagyu steak, real like 88 Polaroid pictures. My bite is stronger than my bark, like dog park. Treat the Bugatti just like a fucking go-kart. About my business and my soil is my witness. Only real them fake I had to dismiss. Put them from a distance, I'm a tycoon. Hella sharks in this business, they with a harpoon. I got game like Donald Goin. Startup company, cryptocurrency coins. Like a bicentennial quarter, I'm hella red. Hella red. I've been hustling since I was in daycare. Daycare. Now I'm a motherfucking millionaire. Millionaire. Money longer than Diana Ross head. Ross head. I'm real like white running back. These squares are box of Applejack. I'm an innovator, a trendsetter, far from a copycat. I don't rap like none of you. I'm one of one. One of one. The baddest in the world can suck my dick, and I bet I won't.
Like a $2 bill.
I'm red. I'm red.
Like a $2 bill.
I'm red. I'm red.
Like a $2 bill.
I'm red. I'm red.
Like a $2 bill.
Coleo make the beat bang, so much Coleo make the beat bang, so much bass they call it cocaine. Coleo make the beat bang, so much Coleo make the beat bang, Coleo make the beat bang, so much bass they call it cocaine.
I'm off, dribble with my scribble scrabble, I like to dibble and dabble when it comes to fiddle faddle. Man, this beat is so knocking, got the trunk rattle. Word of mouth, yeah, that's how fast news travel. Word on the street, Coleo, yeah, he got them beats. The little homie said he hungry, so it's time to feast. They say, what's happening, my name now? You're doing your thing, my dude. Yep. My player pop, they got on the snap, I told him to tighten his lid. Say, say, bam, bam. I'll have my homeboy boxing bam bam for seven prizam. Of them zoom zooms and them wham wham. We off them groovies. I sit low like droopy. Man, I'm so Joe cool, they call me Snickle. Hey, yo, y'all smell me. Smell so good to the point they want to inhale me. The police, they want to harass me, arrest me, then jail me. But they tell me, Coleo make that beat bang. Coleo make that beat bang.
Coleo make that beat bang.
Coleo make the beat bang. Coleo make the beat bang. So much Coleo make the beat bang. So much bass, they call it cocaine. Coleo make the beat bang. So much Coleo make the beat bang. Coleo make the beat bang. So much bass, they call it cocaine. Coleo make the beat bang, Coleo make the beat bang, so much Coleo make the beat bang, so much bass they call it cocaine. Coleo make the beat bang, so much Coleo make the beat bang, Coleo make the beat bang, so much bass they call it cocaine.
How can I justify not laying down some super blessed fantastic? Extra managed bump fantastic. Focus fashion, do not ration. I come from the soil, so it's nothing to spit this game for y'all. Hella jumping off the wall, calling on this shit in the raw. Dina moving clean as door sticking, I'm to jump off the porch. Held it down behind the wall, the light was in me, lit the torch. We dibbling, dabbling everything to maintain this life. But back then, it's right now. Spends any time of my grand. The great communicator manifested to a scrillionaire. Speaking to existence, no resistance everywhere like air. Cooking, whipping, chopping, serving, giving what the people want. All the time, stay on the ground by doing what the others don't. We just some cold ass fixtures, with the perfect mixture.
With the perfect mixture.
Big ol' Meezy, sick with it records, and it don't stop.
Coleo make the beat bang, Coleo make the beat bang. So much Coleo make the beat bang, so much bass they call it cocaine. Coleo make the beat bang, so much Coleo make the beat bang. Coleo make the beat bang, so much bass they call it cocaine. Coleo make the beat bang, Coleo make the beat bang. So much Coleo make the beat bang, so much bass they call it cocaine. Coleo make the beat bang, so much Coleo make the beat bang. Coleo make the beat bang, so much bass they call it cocaine.
On the road with Big Ol' Meezy. That's that new slapper, that slaptastic thing right there. That's that beat bang. That's Joe Me and then featuring myself, Big Ol' Meezy. That's out right now on all your streaming outlets, iTunes, Google Play, all that. You know what I'm talking about? All the streaming outlets. It's also Talk Back Tuesday. I got my homeboy 95 Millie on here, man. 95, what's up, Juan?
What's happening? What's happening? How we doing?
Oh man, you got the best hand, man. Hey man, check this out, man. How was your weekend, man? I know you was what the song say, fiddling, faddling, and dibbling and dabbling.
Dibbling down everything and maintaining everything. That's it right there, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Corleone, man. He came through with the hit on that one, man. And you know, there's a lot of sound behind that. That's what it is, and it's so easy to ride. It's so easy to carry. You know what I'm saying? It's got good character, man. It's definitely. It's definitely one of them. Well, man, the beat definitely bang. You know what I'm saying? It speaks for itself. Good track.
Well, it has that West Coast. I don't know if you ever heard of Moog, M-O-O-G. It's a real sound. The creator of the Moog sound, that meow, that's, he actually passed away not too long ago. It's actually a keyboard called the Moog. And, that's that Moog sound, that vintage West Coast sound right there. You feel me?
So that's actually a sample. That's a sample?
No, it's not a sample. It's just a sound that's played from a specific type of keyboard, a Moog keyboard. You know what I'm talking about? Anytime you hear that it's just like it's a Moog sound.
It's like
a vintage. Yeah. Shout out to the homie Coleon on that right there, man. We got t-shirts out there for everybody to go ahead and get. Like I said, it's out on iTunes, Google Play, everything like that. We got that all day, all night. You know what I'm saying? 95 mil. It's out there right now.
That's that one, man. They don't know about that one, man. There's a lot behind that one coming in.
We got
too,
the video
you know?
On the way at some point in time. That's gonna be
any day. Any day, bro.
We gave him 3 days, right? Didn't we give him 3 days or something like that?
This is the second day. He's got 24 hours, and we're punching the clock now.
Hey, apply pressure. You feel me? Talk back Tuesday, man. What you want to talk about?
Man, you know, I just think about, like, you know, like Nipsey, right? Let's talk something about Nipsey, bro. It's because, you know what it is, like, people are starting to die down, right? You don't see everyone posting everything every day. I mean, you've seen some of the big artists, right? You see, like, YG. I mean, his close individuals. But, you know, you could think about something for a second. It's like a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? They can run into something as a trend. You know what I'm saying? They can see it, you know, it goes along with the people who are saying they're not really fans or they don't know who Nipsey is. You know what I'm saying? It's just a matter of time type of shit before people start acting this way. When he has a legacy, that shit should still be rocking, you know? People still should be sad. It's a big impact. It's big to the music industry, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like people are kind of already fading away about that, man. And it's not something that I appreciate too much.
Like you said, it was, especially in L.A., man, I mean, it's, you know, they got the truce, the temporary truce. They got, you know what I'm saying, everybody's still supposed to be, you know, I don't want to say recovering, but still mourning from the death of Nip.
Yeah.
At the same time, it's still like negativity that's coming from you know, that area. And, you know, it's coming from every area. You know, SAC, we got the same thing going on. You know what I'm saying? People still on whatever page they on.
It's
but
crazy,
it's really
man.
Yes, facts. So, you know,
and I think,
but I knew it was gonna last for a minute, and then, you know, we was gonna get right back to our scheduled behavior.
Yeah, exactly, and that's kind of what I'm saying about it. Is like, man, it comes quicker than you know it, man. You know what I'm saying? Life, and that's what I mean. Is life. It's so valuable, man, and anybody can go. And before you know it, it just keeps going. The clock don't stop. You know what I mean? There's so much shit going on in everybody's lives that it's hard to keep up with everything every day, you know? It's a blessing. It's a blessing that you walk. You know what I'm saying?
Real spirit. You got to keep your family close, man. Stay prayed up. You know what I'm talking about? And, you know, everything eventually works its way out, man. But that's a good subject, man. Let me ask the homie Chris, man, see if he want to chime in on Talk Back Tuesday. Chris, what's up? Why?
Hey, what's going on, man? How y'all doing today?
Oh, man, it's all gravity, man. How was work today, man? You on your way back?
Nah, I'm stopping Fremont, man, and I'm posting up for the night. But it was too far of a drive to try to push it today.
You couldn't do it? Couldn't make it happen?
Nah, not today, bro. Not today. But hey, John Singleton, man, that dude was legendary. Whenever the Boys in the Hood first came out, like it was just ridiculous going to the theater and seeing a movie like that, and then Menace to Society, and you know, just seeing our culture on the big screen. You know, and he was the one that brought it to us raw for the first time. It's like, you know, like in WA. You know what I mean? It was something special that he did.
Yeah, everybody know that scene with Ricky. Ricky! That's one of the most legendary scenes of all time. You know, just a brother just running down the street getting his back blasted. You know what I'm saying? This is like, it's just sick. Like, he was able to tap in into the realism of the and the harsh realities of the black community.
No doubt, no doubt.
But yeah, 51. That's a cold age to pass, especially, you know what I'm saying, when he actually had a few new movies popping off. So I want to see how they end up finishing those. You know what I'm saying? Do you figure like a stroke, you know what I mean? You get a stroke and then you know, of course it's bad, and then you usually go through rehab and get yourself back on track. My father had a double stroke, you know what I'm saying? And he had all the stuff, all his whole right side numb, and then, you know, but then he had to go through rehab and then he bounced back. But apparently whatever John Singleton went through, wasn't no coming back from that, to the point where his family actually had to pull the plug on the brother.
Yeah, that's a tough choice right there to make.
But, you know, what can you do, man? It's another legend gone. And at the end of the day, with this show being on Tuesday, it's always something to talk about because it goes down between after this show and when the show occurs. You know what I'm saying? We was just like, oh, who we going to talk about? Oh, Nipsey, boom. Like, you know what I mean? It's just been going down like that, except for, you know, last week, of course, we did the replay with Spice and CMG. But still, I'm sure in the last week, whether it be Trump and the Mueller report, or whether it be, you know, just a litany of things that went down. But you know how we do. We put our blockers on and we just move forward and push past. And if not for the grace of God, there go I. You feel me? So we're gonna come back. We'll talk back Tuesdays. I got this 21 Savage a lot, man. It's one of my. I really like this song, man. We're gonna get off into this. And later on the show, like I said, we got Kujo, Goody Main, Goody Mob. Stay tuned.
Turn my headphone down a little bit. Yeah. How much money you got? How much money you got?
Scrit up.
How much money you got?
Scrit up.
How much money you got?
A lot.
How much money you got?
A lot.
How many problems you got?
A lot.
How many people done doubted you?
A lot.
Left you out to rot?
A lot.
How many pray that you flock?
A lot.
How many lawyers you got?
A lot.
How many times you got shot?
A lot.
How many you shot?
A lot.
How many times did you ride?
A lot.
How many done die?
A lot.
How many times did you cheat?
A lot.
How many times did you lie?
A lot.
How many times did she leave?
A lot.
How many times did she cry?
A lot.
How many chances she done gave you? Around with these thighs.
Every day that I'm alive, I'ma ride with this stick. I'd rather be broke in jail than be dead and rich. Told my brothers take my breath if I turn to a snitch. But I'm 21 for L, ain't no way I'ma switch. Dog, it was us. Then you went and wrote a statement, and that really fucked me up. My brother lost his life, and it turned me to a beast. My brother got life, and it turned me to the streets. I've been through the storm, and it turned me to a G. But the other side was sunny. I get paid to rap on beats. How much money you got?
A lot.
How many problems you got?
A lot.
How many people done doubted you?
A lot.
Left you out to rot?
A lot.
How many pray that you flock?
A lot.
How many lawyers you got?
A lot.
How many times you got shot?
A lot.
How many you shot?
A lot.
How many times did you ride?
A lot.
How many done die?
A lot.
How many times did you cheat?
A lot.
How many times did you lie?
A lot.
How many times did she leave?
A lot.
How many times did she cry?
A lot.
How many chances she done gave you? Around with these thighs.
A lot.
I drove back home, 6-hour drive, 6 and a half.
Some niggas make millions, other niggas make memes. I'm on a money routine. I don't want smoke, I want cream. I don't want no more comparisons. This is a marathon, and I'm aware I've been playing a bet from a lack of promotions. I never was one for the bragging and boasting. I guess I was hoping the music would speak for itself, but the people want everything else. Okay, no problem, I show up on every one album. You know what the outcome will be. I'm betting a thousand. It's got to the point that these rappers don't even like rapping with me. Come on, 21 Savage just hit me and told me he sent me a spot on a new record he got. He called it a lot. I open my book and I jot. Pray for Tekashi, they wanting a rap. I picture him inside a cell on a cot, reflecting on how he made it to the top, wondering if it was worth it or not. I pray for Markel cause they up a shot. Just want you to know that you got it, my nigga. Though I never met you, I know that you special. When that the Lord bless you, don't doubt it, my nigga. Dennis Madrunas, stay solid, my nigga. I'm on a tangent, not how I planned it. I had some fans that hopped in a band and shit when they thought that I wasn't gonna pan. Now I got a plan. They say the success is the greatest revenge. Tell all your friends, call on a mission. Submitting the spot is the greatest that did it before it all ends.
How much money you got?
A lot.
How many problems you got?
A lot.
How many people done doubted you?
A lot.
Left you out to rot?
A lot.
How many pray that you flaunt?
A lot.
How many lawyers you got?
A lot.
How many times you got shot?
A lot.
How many you shot?
A lot.
How many times did you ride?
A lot.
How many done died?
A lot.
How many times did you cheat?
A lot.
How many times did you lie?
A lot.
How many times did she leave?
A lot.
How many times did she cry?
A lot.
How many chances she done gave you? Around with these dots.
A lot.
Hello, this is Ron, proud owner of Fade 'Em Up Barbershop, located in Oak Park, 3824 Stockton Boulevard. We're a small and very personal barbershop offering professional services such as fades, tapers, mohawks, and shaves with a straight razor. Proud sponsor of On the Road with Big Ol' Measy Radio Show. We're unlimited. So again, stop at Fade 'Em Up Barbershop where any haircut is possible. We're open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Call for your appointment, and walk-ins are welcome.
Oh, man, shout-out to homeboy Ron, man, over there at Fade 'Em Up Barbershop, one of our sponsors, you know what I'm talking about, coming through, you know what I'm saying, doing this thing. The song that was just playing was 21 Savage, A Lot, featuring J. Cole, man. That's that thing right there, that ATL swag, you know what I'm talking about. Without further ado, I got my homeboy, my brother, man, my ace, man, my guy. You know what I'm saying? From the dirty, you know what I'm talking about. Make some noise for the homeboy, Cool Joe Goody.
What's happening? Amazing. What's up, dude, homie? long time, no hear from Ken Pope, man. Good to hear you, man.
Hey, you already know. I know you hours ahead of us out here in Cali, man, but you know what I'm saying? It's a pleasure, man. It's an honor and a privilege and a pleasure to have you on my radio show, family. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing good, man. We just getting off tour with the Dungeon family, man. We did about 10 cities. We call that thing the 10-0 tour. So we at the house right now, man, just resting up, man, soaking in some Epsom salt, you know what I'm talking about, man? Just kicking back to it, man. So, getting ready for the next leg. We're going to come y'all way, man, the next leg, man. Most High willing, man. We're going to do a Cali run.
Oh, man, I'm coming for sure. I was just tripping. Was that this the 25-year reunion, right?
This was the 20, for Outkast, that was the 25th reunion for Southern Playlist at Cadillac Music. You know, that was the album that all us came out on, Goody Mob, you know what I'm saying, Sleepy Brown, you know what I'm saying? I mean, the whole organized clique, man, you know, that was our humble beginnings right there, man, that Southern Playlist at Cadillac Music, bro. That was the thing. So, yeah, we definitely honoring that, and we honoring the 22nd anniversary of Still Standing, too. You know what I'm saying? So that was out this year. So they got wax and everything on that thing, man. So, you know, it feel good, man, to be on this side, man, especially with them type of accolades. You feel me?
Straight up. And it was the whole Goody, CeeLo, T-Mo, Gibb, everybody, right?
Oh, yeah, it was the whole Goody, man, the Four Horsemen, CeeLo, Big Gip, me, T-Mo. Then we had Backbone out there from 5 Deuce 4 Trey. We had Cool Breeze out there, man. East Point Greatest Hits. We had The Witch Doctor out there, man, with Swahili Ritual. Then we dropped some new heat, man. Goodemar dropped new music. Big Boy dropped new music, man. And we had Organized Noise out there, Sleepy Brown. And we had Rico Wade, and we had Yoda out there, man, Ray Murray, man, and Big Rude, man. So it was definitely a family reunion for us, man. First time we went out on tour together like that.
Man, that's big. That's big. You know, me and 40, man, we stayed in Atlanta so many times. We were staying out there weeks and months at a time. He was working on my Ghetto Report card, and even before that, you know what I'm saying? We've been linked with Lil Jon, been linked with Pastor Troy, been out there, just been at Stankonia, just been all up in the lab, you know, messing with out there late nights with Sean Dre, just out there, man. ATL it holds a special place in our heart. You feel me? Matter of fact, I think the last time I seen you, I think it might have been a video shoot out there we was doing with BME, something like that, or at the club.
That's what's up.
I just remember several times, me and you just been getting together, and you just always been a humble dude, and that's one of the things that always just made me be like, man, that boy Cujo, man, that's my guy, man. And I always follow and always watch, you know what I'm saying, and see what you got going, you know what I'm saying, you and the whole clique, you feel me?
Man, well, you know, man, with all this talent, man, that with the talent that you have, man, you know, you can't take that thing for granted, man, being no asshole, you feel what I'm saying? So, you know, like I said, you catch more flies with honey. You catch more flies with honey, man, than with a stick, man, you feel me?
Right. Now let's get off into the first project you guys dropped was Soul Food, right?
Soul Food, yeah.
And how did the actual group? This is something I've never even seen. I'm pretty sure at some point, maybe Unsung or something, they're gonna have y'all come and just tell it. But for the fans out there listening, how did the group itself come together?
Well, I ain't gonna even lie, man. You just said that y'all need to look out for the Unsung coming out this summer. Hey,
I figured it had to be coming because y'all one of them groups. It just got to be just ready for.
Man, you know, man, us being from Atlanta and us going to school together, you know, us being in the neighborhood around each other at all times, man, it was inevitable that we would actually click up and do music together, man. Because when it's something that's supposed to happen, it's gonna happen, man. You can do it. Stop it, man. You feel me? So, in my own humble opinion, I just think, man, that thing was supposed to happen, man. And us coming from Big Gip, coming from East Point, you know what I'm saying? I'm coming from Northwest Atlanta with a Bankhead. T-Mo and CeeLo coming from Southwest Atlanta. You know, man, and music, man. Music brought us together, man, that Organized Noise, man, because all of us used to go to that one house and listen to that music, man, and kind of like, you know, hone our skills, man, so we would be ready when it was time to leave Georgia, man, and come to the West Coast, man, because the West Coast really embraced us, man. I mean, from day one, man. I mean, off the rip, man, like we was cousins or something, man. It was nothing but love, man. I remember meeting, man, the OG 40, man, B Legit, all of them, man, Messy Marvin, all them guys out there, man, in the Bay Area, the Bigger Figure, JT Bigger Figure, man. I mean, Kanye's daughters, I mean, Spice, I mean, it wasn't nothing but love out there, man. So, it's like I said, it's a real honor, man, to still be able, you know, still be able to talk about these things, man, our humble beginning to feel.
People don't understand that the way it was in the you know, at least in the late 90s, early 2000s, the camaraderie, the way, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it was certain groups that didn't rock with each other, but at the same time, it was just so many artists out there that just showed genuine love, just on, you know, so many genuine, you know, whether it be tours or just pulling up,
yeah,
pulling up in the area, or, you know, cats pulling up, yeah, in the Bay, man. And it was just crazy. But how was it? So your first record deal, what was that, Arista or LaFace, or what was that?
Yeah, well, LaFace was distributed by Arista. So right. That was our first deal where we dropped all three of our records, Soul Food, Still Standing, and World Party. Those were our three major releases off of that major record label.
And how was that?
That's how it was.
Who did y'all look up to? Like, what other groups did you guys look up to when you formed and came together, like Voltron?
Man, I ain't going to need a lie to you, Measy. Back then, I was on the West Coast and the South Coast, like Texas, like real hard, man. I remember listening to, my people I was listening to was like Cypress Hill. I was listening to N.W.A., Public Enemy, Naughty by Nature, UGK, Ghetto Boys, Triple Six Mafia, 8-Ball, MJG. You know, all them boys, Curtis Blow. I remember Curtis Blow came to my school, like Houdini.
Yeah.
Curtis Blow came to my middle school, man. I mean, I want to tell him that so bad, man. He came to my middle school, man, when he was doing that song that came out, We Playing Basketball.
Right.
I didn't know what a tour was. I was like, man, what they doing here in our school, man? I didn't know what it was. But I think maybe the next few days, I started hearing that song on the radio. So that was hindsight 2020. That was Curtis Blow coming down to Georgia to promote his album. You feel?
Right, man. He a hip hop legend. So that was,
man,
that was big. And plus, it was big that you was even focusing enough to even pay attention to East Coast, you know, East Coast artists.
Man, I forgot. The Fat Boys, they came to my school, Southwest Middle School, man, in Southwest Atlanta, man. I heard that boy Human Beatbox come over the intercom, man, start beatboxing, man. Man, fools lost their mind in school that day, bro.
Now, we was just talking about earlier the passing of John Singleton. What was it like for being in the A and seeing how, you know, the West Coast was getting down? What was y'all mentality when y'all seen how it was, you know what I'm saying, how where we at?
And I ain't going to even lie to you, Measy. When I seen that Boys in the Hood, I was scared to come to California. But I was like, well, I don't want to come out there, man. Them boys keep that thing. They keep two games out there, man. I don't know, man. But the thing about it is, though, the music that we made, it was kind of like it wasn't disrespectful or crazy. So I mean, I guess that's why the West Coast kind of embraced us, man. So we came with, you know, some down south type stuff, man. But still, they recognized us. It was some rich cash too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because that who's that peeping in my window, pal? Nobody now. Like, hey, that's cause that's how we even think out here. That's what
wow.
Stage we was on.
Wow. Man, I remember coming out to L.A. and my first time meeting Kid Frost. He was like, man, that cell therapy bumped so hard in my caddy home. I was like, wow, bro, y'all like that, man? He's like, let's do it.
Y'all got a lot of hits, though. Y'all got, I had to do my due diligence like I usually do just to refresh my mind. And I'm just, you know, y'all had so many songs with Outkast, just Outkast in general.
Oh,
I even seen that. It said that you're the only artist, and it's on your Wikipedia, it says you're the only artist that was featured on every Outkast album.
Man, I didn't know that, man.
It's on your Wikipedia. along with that picture that you did, you ain't like.
For real? Oh, they tripping now, y'all.
Yeah, that's the first one that pop up.
Wow. But you know what? It's like I said, man, it's awesome, man. And my little brothers even like, Joe, man, put something on this, put something on that, man. That shit is just awesome, man. I love the boys there, man.
But one thing about Goody Mob is all y'all got different voices. You, Gibb, CeeLo, everybody, y'all got all different voices. And then you come in, you like the anchor. You like like just on some. You like the like Method Man. You like the Method Man of, like of the group. Like you just the anchor. You just, you know what I mean, the sound that you just gotta have. You put the dirt. You put the dirty on it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm gonna tell you, it was a while for me to even get my voice, man. Cause I remember graduating from high school. It was about a few years. It was about 4 or 5 years out of high school. I still couldn't get my voice right, man. I was sounding like Eazy-E, man, and Big Man body. I ain't gonna even lie, man. I was sounding just like Eazy-E, bro. And Bill got some. He got some footage of me, man, talking, man. That shit, that's so funny.
But see, that's a gem for a lot of rappers out there is letting them, you know, who just starting in rap and just trying to figure it out, is you really do have to figure out, you know, your voice is your instrument, and like Goody Mob, you know, everybody brought a different instrument, which is their voice, to every song, you know what I'm talking about? So talk about that. And you just did, basically. But I want to reiterate for people that's listening, for artists, you know, even some upcoming artists out there that's listening. Like, it may take a minute for you to, you know, figure out your voice. And that's just like, oh, that's my sound right there. We know Cujo, especially, you know, CeeLo, because, you know, the difference, you know, crazy and all that. But we know, and Gip was just out here. He was rocking with Daz and Bila. So we automatically, off top, know his whole style and everything.
Oh, yeah, I'm good. Shout out to the Dog Pound, man. My kinfolk dad, man. I'm a folk though.
And y'all squeezed up one of my daughter's favorite movies, The Mystery Man. Y'all squeezed off in there. I was like, oh, man, that's crazy.
That's gangster. We did that a long time.
How was that?
Man, that was an experience, man, because I had never been on a real movie set like that. Plus, man, we got Pee Wee Herman doing that thing, man. He was crazy. Ben, what's that boy name? Ben, that comedian. I think it is, man.
Ben Stiller.
But,
Ben Stiller, yep.
Ben Stiller was in there. That's right. Ben Stiller was in there. It was, man, it was packed. Was that Jody Wild in that one?
No, it was what's her name? Little comedian chick. I mean, it was a star-studded cat. It was, you know.
It was great, man. That was the first time we went there, man. They fed us so good, man. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe we were eating that good out there, man.
On everything, man. That's dude, that for all that, man, that movie is, first of all, the movie is hilarious, man. And I was just, I seen y'all live. Y'all on all the documentaries, like all the rap hip hop documentaries, you know what I'm saying? Cause you can't really have a hip hop documentary without featuring Goody Mob, Outkast, the whole Dungeon family, you know what I'm saying? Everybody like that, you feel me?
Super, man, super. That's what's up, man. Much love, bro.
We was at Bosco House not too long. Well, it was hell long ago. It was a long time ago. But my memory, I be telling everybody that come on the show that I know, that's my folks. I be like, man, I was in the at Bosco House, me, 40, and us, and Sleepy, and we was working on the hook. And this when I sung a little bit. I was lightweight singing, and we did a song called Importance of a Mother, but it was that Join the Caravan. It was that one. It was the importance of it. And I was in there, and I was looking up, and I'm like, I'm in here singing with Sleepy. I was like, it's crazy. But I don't think 40 could get it cleared, though, man. I was like, man, why we couldn't clear that thing right there, man?
Yeah, man. That's real talk, man. Sleepy Prime, man. Definitely, man, one of the original, man, originators, man, of the ATL sound, man. The ATL sound, for sure.
Factual. And I got a homeboy that I hoop with, on a side note, that I hoop with, man. And, you know, he was like one of my fiercest competitors on the court, you know. And, you know, he ride the motorcycle, man, and then some cat sideswiped him. and took off his whole right leg from the kneecap, from the knee down. But he right back on the court. He got his leg. You know what I'm talking about? Let me tell you something, bro. When I tell you he be out there just as cold, he really be out there just as cold. And I really be telling, I said, man, my folk Cujo, man, had an accident too, man. And look at him. He out there. This is just recently I told him this. I said, man, he out there, you know what I'm saying, on tour and all the thing. Because I remember we talked about that when I seen you in the A. It already happened. Because you had an accident. Your accident, what year was that? Was it
That was 2002 or something? 2003.
That was after your first solo project, right?
And my solo project was it just dropped that day.
You fell asleep from the studio, that's what it says.
Man, I had been going all day. And my last stop was that goddamn one of the strip clubs. Last stop.
Oh no.
Yep, my last stop. So I guess I had too much to drink, man, but I took some of my folks home. You know what I'm saying? I made that drive a lot. You know what I'm saying? I made that drive a lot like that. But it was just my time, man, to goddamn shake my ass, my butt up, man. Let me know, man, hey. You could have been dead, bro. So you got a lot of stuff to think about.
It does. It definitely had to give you perspective. He got perspective. I mean, I talked to him all the time, and he just, man, yeah, it just gave me perspective. I mean, it was cold because somebody actually hit him, and it was a cat with no insurance and all that. So it's like, man, it could have broke him, but it didn't break him. I see it didn't break you.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, I used to always, when I was a little boy, I used to always see dogs running around. I see a few dogs with only three legs a couple of times. I'm like, damn, man, that's gotta be real tough, man. But I see that dog the next day. I see it the next day. So I'm like, yeah, motherfucker had to keep going. So I had to keep going, bro. That's all, man, while I can.
Well, man, I'm glad you're still here, man. I'm glad it could have happened, you know what I'm saying? But if not for the grace of God, man, you're still here to keep it cracking. So this
praise
is your single you sent me, that Jugging and Plugging. Is that your new single?
Did I see the Don't Care Nothing About It?
You sent me No Rainbows and Jugging and Plugging.
Okay, yeah, that was the last one. I thought I sent the other one, man. I've been moving. Great.
It's good. Well, let's get into it. Which one you want to play first? The No Rainbows, the Goody Mob, or the Jugging and Plugging?
Let's run the Jugging and Plugging first, because it's a little bit faster.
All right, y'all. If y'all ain't up on the homeboy Cujo Goody, this is a new single from the last project you said.
Yeah, man, I just dropped that one.
And it's called Jigging and Plugging. Hello, on the road with Big Ol' Meezy. Stay tuned.
Plugging.
This is Clay Production.
Jugging, plugging, young thugging, finessing, my trapping, my machine gun clapping. It's a rap, but you suck a stage left.
There go.
You got a chance, but it's slim. Quiet and go get it. Jugging,
my plug,
young thugging, finessing, trapping, machine gun clapping. It's a rap, but you suck a stage left. You got a chance, but it's slim. Quiet as kept.
Born in the trap, no doubt, no hood. The floor, my daddy, cause he showed me love. No silver spoons, no Ricky Strong.
no Philip Drummond, no Gary Coleman. Gonna cut up my reality. Had a PhD in trapology. If I had to do it, I'd do it again. No ifs, ands, or apologies. Nothing personal, it's a dirty job. Some use, some raw. Some sell, some snitch. In a quest for being hood famous and rich. Find your niche, cause you don't want these problems. Dummy bricks and goof gobblers. It ain't peace cobblers, it's grown man business. Mind your own and make smart decisions. No happy ending to this wet dream. Sweet licks turn to sour cream. It's about the cream because the is coming. Set the game, turn them in a month. Where's the honor? Not amongst these thieves. Everybody in their mama got a trick at the sleeve. Been the trick of police, want a piece of the pie. When you get jammed up, they gon' testify. Let the bullets fly with the chips laid. See the white chalk over the yellow tape. Some meet they face, with it ain't they fight. You ain't seen, then you might live tonight. Full of strife, but they don't want no peace. Take a careless, they ain't way too deep. Treat yourself on the street, trying to do too much. Showing out for them, to get you one in your gut.
Plugging, plugging, young thugging, finessing, trapping, machine gun clapping. It's a rap for you, sucker. Stage left, you got a chance, but it's slim. Quiet as kept, sugar, plugging, young thugging, finessing, trapping, machine gun clapping. It's a rap for you, sucker. Stage left, you got a chance, but it's slim. Quiet as kept,
razor blade, check. Triple zero bag, check. Hanging like a noose. Pistol grip on deck to serve and protect. Cause this green with envy. It's enough work to go around. Me amigos got plenty. Three bases, China white. Tons of midgets. Doing what it takes to triple the digits. Burning bridges. I make me another route. Just like when I did before. When I survived through the drop. Watching off a flim flam. Protecting my kilogram. It's war out here in the street. No need to call Uncle Sam. Shipping received the only orders I ever took. Too hot in the kitchen, only room for one cook. By hook or by crook, by all means necessary. No more Mr. Nice Guy, I'm the hood mercenary. Popping these fools cherry, taking they commissary. I'm cold like the cemetery, can't coast this hereditary.
Jugging, plugging, young thugging, finessing, trapping, machine gun clapping. It's a rap, but you suck a stage left. You got a chance, but it's slim. Quiet as kept, jugging, plugging, young thugging, finessing, trapping, machine gun clapping. It's a rap, but you suck a stage left. You got a chance, but it's slim. Quiet as kept,
all day. You know I'm that boy, gun club goody, Northwest Atlanta, Bankhead, Hollywood Road. You know what I'm talking about? The original Trapper Jack MD himself. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yo.
That's that Cujo goody, man. That jugging and plugging, taking your commissary, taking your girl, your commissary, fool. Did you shoot a video for that?
No, man. I ain't shot a video for that, man. That's just kind of like, that's just me reflecting back on the mentality of being a young trapper, man, out there in the hood. You know what I'm saying? That was the mentality, man. That's the mentality of these young trappers now, man. This is about jugging, plugging. You know what I'm saying? Going to the next jug, man. You know what I'm saying?
For somebody like yourself who's been in the game for, you know what I'm saying, for quite some time, and probably done seen everything is to see in the game, what's some advice you got for some of the upcoming, you know what I'm saying, artists that's coming up in the game? What should they look out for? What should they, you know, what should their mentality be?
You know, the music ain't not changed so much, man, especially about how you get paid in the music. So I definitely, man, encourage an artist find out how to pay off of your music. You know what I mean? I mean, do you get the whole dollar, or do somebody else get a piece of the dollar, or how many people get your dollars, or that nation? And then I would tell a young artist, man, keep your publishing. You know, don't sell your publishing, because that's what your family going to eat off of. You know, if you have a family afterward, that's what your family going to eat off of. That's like your pension. You feel me? So, on sale your publishing, man, and just research, man, about the music industry as much as you can. You know, that's what I would advise the upcoming musician or artist, man.
And you say you got a tour, the next leg of the tour. When is that, and what you got coming up?
Well, I don't have a date for the next leg, but definitely working on it before the end of this year, man. Maybe summertime, maybe after summertime, I'm not sure yet. But definitely, man, I'm dropping new music, man, on May 10th. This year, May 10th, new single, man, Don't Care Nothing About It. Y'all make sure y'all grab that, man. That's going to be that heat holler. And then, you know, we got the No Rain, No Rainbow, man, with the new Good Tomorrow music. That's time to heal the hood.
Tell everybody, I'm going to play that on the way out, but tell everybody how to get in contact with you on your social media, and you know what I'm saying, so they can stay in contact with a real legendary type dude, man. You feel me?
For sure, man. I mean, I ain't going to even lie, man. I don't even be really liking that. That social media thing that much, man, because I have other stuff to do, man. I got family and everything. I have another stuff to do, but you definitely catch me on Kujo Goody, KAJOGOODIE. You know what I'm saying? That's on Instagram. And yeah, y'all come check me out on my YouTube page, yeah. YouTube.com/Kujo Goody. I got a video on there called God Fights, man. Y'all need to check that out, man. That's one of the best videos right there. You got to check that out. God Fights. Check it out.
God Fights. You was talking about that, too. I read that where you always, indirectly or directly, you always mention God in your songs.
Yeah, that's something, man, because one of my partners that used to go to school with me, man, he got murdered, man, by school, but he used to always do this thing. He used to be like, yeah, yeah. So I used to thought that was some hard-ass stuff to say. I started saying it too, man. I started saying, yeah. Every time we do something, we'd be like, yeah. So I came to find out that's the name of the God of the Bible, man. His name is Yah. And I found that to be very, very interesting, man. So, I mean, I say God Fights, but the real name is Yah Fights. You know what I'm saying? Y-A-H. But that's what it is.
And Goody Mob itself, that's the acronym for Good Die Mostly Over BS, right?
Yeah, man, it was the Good Die Mostly Over BS. And if you take one O away from it, that means God was in every man's blackness. But, I mean, 2019, almost 2020, you know, I don't know if it's BS right now. I think it's a lot of people know when they're doing wrong, man, so that can't be BS. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Can't be BS, man. So it's just, man, it's just a lack of people having love for the creator, man, and then plus having love for their fellow man and their brother, man. So, I mean, I don't think that's BS. But I just think the good die, man, because Most High got a problem with the wicked ones. Well, he can raise the good back up. But the wicked ones, they ain't going to have a chance.
Facts. Facts. Well, man, like I said, man, I appreciate you coming on the show. You know what I'm talking about? And much success on everything you do, bro. I'm going to be following you, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to see you, you know what I'm saying, soon at some point. Before we go, we're going to get off into this No Rainbows, this new this Goody Mob. Who produced this track?
Oh, man, this song produced by Organized Noise. That's who we started out with, man. And that's who we're going to finish with, man. It's No Rain, No Rainbow, produced by Organized Noise featuring Sleepy Brown.
Woo, Sleepy Brown. All right, man, there you have it, man. On the road with Big Old Measy, another edition, man, with the homeboy Kujo Goody, man, and it's No Rainbows, Goody Mob. Yeet.
No rain,
no
rainbow.
No cloud, no sunshine. Don't ask me why, child. That's why the world's round. It is what it is. It'll be what it be. Don't ask me why, child.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
It's a beautiful thing. We back at it again. Giving you food for your brain, new blood for your veins. It's from the heart, sucker. When you dig it from, like pull apart, you rappers still on some jump. I mean, some jive turkey, straight propaganda. It's like beating time at the cyclorama. So when they cash, my brother man at the exit down to the flash. Made me mad, wish I could help everybody. I'm in the red, two player, I ain't even.
got it. Non-believers reaching, glory seekers seeking. Opportunity to leave a soul to leaking. The devil creeping in his blue dress and high heels. He to see the whole world, you think you got skills. It is what it is, man, it be what it be. I can lead you to the water, but I can't make you drink. If you can't find your mama, call your auntie. And if it ain't no Kool-Aid, fix the sweet tea. And if it's raining outside, ain't no TV. Yeah, the house might be cold, but ain't no cold feet. Baby boy, you go to jail, you call your Uncle T. And don't talk to them folks, you better trust your lawyer. Yeah, the hood of goldfish just to get a quarter. It's a lot of sunshine, but it's a lot of murder.
No matter who you are, we all battle tough times. I stay focused on the good, call it sunshine. Can't believe how fast time fly by. It's like we just started up in 89. Now we young men still on the steady grind. And got purpose in the world by design. Lord knows that we all gon' be high. But he better pick us up, boy, every time.
Damn, they beautiful. Damn, they beautiful.
Trial and error was versatile and clever. Now I'm just proud, I'm better, now I can smile forever. I walked a mile to measure, then wrote it down to tell you. Then drew a crowd together, thinking aloud for cheddar. Don't forget about the faith walk, what's your race bought? And house on the hill, still a mouse on the wheel. Karma come round again, I've been around the bend. Doubting will drown us, friend, it's pouring down again.
No rain or sunshine and we can't grow. Let it be no rain, no rainbows. Sunshine and we can't grow. Let it be no rain, no rainbows. No rain or sunshine and we can't grow. Let it be no rain, no rainbows. With no rain or sunshine and we can't grow. Let it be no rain, no rainbow, rainbow.
Damn, they're beautiful. Damn, they're beautiful. Damn, they're beautiful. Damn, they're beautiful. Damn, they're beautiful.
No rain or sunshine and we can't grow. Let it be no rain, no rainbows. No rain or sunshine and we can't grow. Let it be no rain, no rainbows. No rain or sunshine and we can't grow. Let it be no rain, no rainbows. With no rain or sunshine and we